So we are continuing the Alishua and Bitochen. Baruch Hashem, we had a lot of important things that we learned over the last weeks. So we were talking about how Bitochen is built l'fi roiv ha-maisim. In other words, just to think about Bitochen won't do anything. We have to do acts that will build up our Bitochen. One second, just have to get to the right page. Oh, okay, here we are. Yeah. So, in summary, we saw three yesoides. Yesoid number one is that, like we said before, the building of Bitochen has to be anchored in Maisa Mitzvahs. Because Bitochen is a natural connection with Hashem. Everything about Bitochen is that it's real. The lack of Bitochen is false. It's not the true nature of the world. Because all the fears we have is because we're not connected to the reality of the world. The reality of the world is that Hashem is here. Hashem is with us. Hashem roye lo echsel. That's the great Baal Bitochen, David HaMelech said. We had this week's parashim. Elokim haroye oisi mi'oideyad alayim hazeh. And all the different matzavim that Yaakov Avinu and David HaMelech, both of them had a lot of trying situations. But Hashem was always their roye. He was always with them, caring for them. That's the reality of the world. But since superficially you don't see that, it has to be something that we have to put ourselves in tact with that, connect with that, and that's through the Maisa Mitzvahs, when we pay attention to every mitzvah we're doing. Second thing is that if we want to be mashrishit in mitzvahs, we have to make the mitzvahs something which is not keri. Keri means arai, happenstance. It has to be something kavua. And that's the importance of what Chazal gave to be koveya. Koveya mokum l'tfilosoi. Koveya itim l'toira. Important, it should be a essential part of our day, even if it's not that long, for whatever reason it is. But something we can't go without. The third thing is that if for whatever reason a person has to break that kfiyas, has to make a cheshbon, why am I breaking that kfiyas? If he's breaking it because of he's afraid that maybe he'll lose some money or gain some money by breaking it, he's basically showing that kfiyas of connecting with Hashem is not so important. It's a sad thing to say, but that basically maybe I don't want to get us depressed, but we all know this fact that where lack of proper connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most clearly demonstrated in Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe it's not okay to you, but it's quite frequent by many of us, Kimat all of us. And when a person's davening, he thinks about other things. If our bitachon will be really solid, then we know that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei itself, "Achayenu amesum biyodecho." My life is in your hands. And now, while I'm talking to the one who my life is in his hands, I'm thinking about how I'm going to take care of this, and how I'm going to take care of that, and how I'm going to work this thing out. Whenever I drain a cup of what, how I'm going to work it out. I'm now in contact with the one who my life is in his hands. I recently had a machshava, which may be a helpful etza. If we could stop, even though Moedim is all the way at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, one of the things we say, Moedim al-Chayin am-sum yidecha. A second, as I'm about to start Shemoneh Esrei, think for a second. I'm talking to the one that Chayin am-sum yidecha. And if we be able to stop a second before the first bracha, it'll make the bracha more powerful. I remind myself, I'm talking to the one, my life is in his hands. and I finish with the first bracha before I start the second bracha. Okay, now this thing I'm saying to the one who my life is in his hands. Kamavan, we come to the bakoshas also. I know my whole chayim, and this prat which I'm like my bakosha on, whether it be das, whether it be tshuva, whether it be refuah, whether it be gula, is all the one that my chayim and all the pirtei chayim, all the protim the chayim, are totally in him. Okay, today we're going to continue Tov Kof Pei Ches. Happens to be what we said. Hatfilu derech livnos bitochen. You want to build up your tochen. One of the main tools that Hashem gave us to build up your tochen is tefillah. So we have to learn the famous sugya and brachas Dav Dalad on base. Yichanan said, "Who's a ben olam haba? Seimer geula letefillah shel arvis." And course again, shachris. Yeah. So he brings up ben yoidim. Why is there such a tremendous chayav being same like the tefillah that makes him to ben olam haba? So he gives various two explanations, but one of them that we're going to focus on today is Meir in Yehu, which is Rabbeinu Yoina, said Shemaz kegulas Mitzrayim umispal miyad. If he says, and kamavan, smir the gula tefillah doesn't mean saying the words without thinking. Thinking the words of gula, and afterwards starting to think the words of tefillah. So pay attention when he's saying the gula. He's showing that he's boteach b'Hashem b'tefillah. He's saying tefillah itself is an act of bitochen, because if you don't believe Hashem has the power to give you what you want, why daven to him? The mere fact that we're asking something, a holistic bakosh makosh baruch Hu, shows a certain level of bitochen. So baruch Hashem, we all have that level of bitochen that we are davening to Hashem. And we make it the business of doing it three times a day and taking a break in the middle of the day for it. So we have that level of bitochen, which is wonderful. He says, it says in Parshas Bo'i that when the Klai Yisrael saw the Nisim and the Flois that Hashem made for them, supernatural, Botchu Bo'i, like it says, Vaya Yisrael Zira Gdol Shoros Hashem in Mitzrayim, Ve'yu Amas Hashem Ve'yuminu Ba'Hashem. He says, Kivin Shemaske Ashev Oysa Gula. The way we start the first tefillah of the day is reminding ourselves of those clear miracles that Hashem did. So we remind ourselves that Hashem, we had bitachon Hashem, we went with Hashem. The ones that went out of Mitzrayim, the ones that wanted to go with Hashem, the ones that didn't want to go with Hashem, they stayed in they were killed in the Makas Choshech, v'chulei. The ones that remained, that was his chutz. They wanted to be with Hashem. They didn't have mitzvahs, they oived their v'yizor, but they wanted to be with Hashem. Hashem saved them, and then after he reminds himself of that, he's mispal miyad. In other words, we said many times that building bitochen is based on the reality of past experiences. Just from the ear to build bitochen, yeah, I have to believe in Hashem, it's a mitzvah, it doesn't help. But I see there were situations that we were b'techen Hashem and Hashem saved us. I was b'techen Hashem, Hashem saved me. So I see that it works. And that strengthens my recognition of the reality that this is what I have to do for the future also. So that's what we start off our Shmona Esrei with, this example, clear example of how when Klai Yisrael b'tech b'Hashem, Hashem saved them. V'bitochen hu ikir hayir v'emunah. Meile, since v'bitochen hu ikir hayir v'emunah, zeicha l'olam haba. So basically, every time we're being masmir gula l'tfila, we are strengthening our bitochen b'Hashem, because we're reminding ourselves about how our forefathers were b'tech b'Hashem and how Hashem saved them. And that is a proof for us of the reality of bitochen. And with that, we start our tefillah, with that mind frame, that I really am b'tech b'Hashem, I rely on Hashem just like our forefathers did. And the male, if a person has bitochen, as he says, that's the Ike. That shows his Yireh, Emunah. Okay. So, he wants to break this up a little bit to understand it a little bit better. So, point number one that we need in order to understand this is that tefillah itself is an act of bitochen, because if you ask him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shows that you trust him, that you rely on him. You see a guy that walking down the street, you would never ask him for anything. He could be a billionaire, but you wouldn't ask him because you have no reason to assume he'd want to help you. And the only reason why we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because we really believe that he's the one who can help us. Because it says in the Shulchan Aruch, a person wants to make a tefillah in the Dova, a gift offering Shmon Esrei, more than three Shmon Esrei. So if he's mechadish something in the brachas, they have new requests, and according to many opinions, it has to be in every one of the, ask something new in every one of the bakoshes of Shmon Esrei, that is entitles him to make a new Shmon Esrei. And it says that if you only mechadish in one of the brachas, it's also, but you have to make a chiddush, ask something you didn't ask before. Rambam says yesh mefarshim, it's not considered a chiddush, ella it's something with his chadish that he didn't need beforehand. So the vetzim is a chiddush over here. We would say the chiddush of the Shmona Esrei is I didn't ask for it before. Maybe that's a chiddush. And the Rambam is saying it's something I didn't have a need for before. What's Rambam telling us? The Kedah of Chiddush is, I have something, a need, which I didn't realize that I had this need, or I didn't have it till now, and I need a Yeshua. So he says that the type of Chiddush you need, basically over here he wants to just say something, that people have a mistake. There are all kinds of shiurim explaining every word of the tefillah and telling all kind of fancy pshoktim and chidushim. He says, all those are nice. It's not tefillah. It's a chidushi teyah. He says, for example, that's what he's stressing over here. If you came up with a new pshat, oh, someone told a new pshat in a gibu v'aloira, that you never heard that pshat before. You're not allowed to have another Shmon Esrei because of that. He said, that's a chidushi teyah. That's teyah. That's not tefillah. Tefillah is the tlut. The recognition that I need Hashem, I'm dependent on Hashem. So the only type of chiddush which makes it a new tefillah is there's a new nekuda, a new point that I didn't realize that I need Hashem for, or I didn't approach Hashem for that, and now I see, oh, this is such a strong need. I really want to daven again because I didn't ask for that important thing. So the fact that we have all different types of needs, it's also an important thing in life. When sometimes things come up and every one of us have these needs that we need, that we have, what do we call it, a problem or a hardship or a health issue or a parnasa issue, whatever it is, emotional things. We always try to think that life would be so much better without them. But that's not a point of discussion. That's not the way to relate to it. The way to relate to it is, Hashem brought me this situation. And what Hashem wants the most is that I should show him how much I am dependent on him. And I'm going to take advantage of that point. Of something, some hardship that came my way, I'm not going to get depressed from it. And I'm not going to give up. Not going to be upset. I know it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to relate to the way that Hashem wants. This hardship was given to me to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I realize that no matter how hard it is, Hashem is at risk. That's what tefillah is all about. That's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. When a person has a tzara, they run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Mechazik. Yeah. I may have told you in the past, but it's a ma'aseh yadua that we have in Beit Shemesh, the old Beit Shemesh, Rav Kovshitz, Adam Godel, and all his brothers and sisters are Gedolei Torah. I even once asked them about it. But it's Yadua that when they were growing up, whenever there was one of the kids was getting into trouble or something, and they were concerned about them, they'd right away take off everything and they'd go to the Kodesh and daven, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, at times even fast, whatever it was. But they turned to Kodesh Baruch Hu, they realized that every situation, the one that we have to turn to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Adar Rabba, that is the beautiful side of every situation in life. It can enhance our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When things are going seemingly too smoothly, sometimes people just drift off. I'm managing without Hashem, and that's a tragedy. He's losing out the essence of life. The essence of life, that's what we said before Rabbi Yehuda says, this is a Ben Olam Haba. A person is connected to Hashem in this world. So number one is that tefillah is a ma'aseh bitachon. The fact that I have a need and I turn to Hashem, that shows a level of relying on Hashem. Second point is, Rabbi Yehuda says that dafka when you say makula tefillah, you're ben olam haba. L'chayra, the etzem tefillah itself is a ben olam haba. The fact that I'm showing my bitachon to Hashem by bringing my needs to Him and requesting from Him, that's good enough. What do we need that extra part, that the fact that I'm connecting it to Yetzias Mitzrayim, that transforms me from being just a regular person to a Ben Olam Haba. Either way you go, I'm the Maisa showing my Bitachon Hashem, I'm being Mispal to Hashem. So he says, we see from here a fine tuning in the Maisa Bitachon. He says, Tefillah itself is not a Raya of Bitachon. Why? Because he says a person says a tefillah, it's a mitzvah to say it to daven, so he's mekayem the mitzvah. He's a firm person. But when he reminds himself, he sees Mitzrayim, the nisim that happened then, based on Klai Shos Bitochen, and immediately afterwards he starts davening, then he's not just doing a mitzvah. He's, in a way, reenacting the bitochen of Klal Yisrael that they had by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we see two things. We see number one is this is a new approach to Geula. Sometimes we're behind and we zip through the Geula and run into Shemoneh Esrei. We're missing the point. Every time we go through the Geula before Shemoneh Esrei, Moshe v'nei Yisrael chanu yishiro besimcha rabba v'amru chulam. To think of that tremendous simcha Klal Yisrael had, milcha moicha be'ilam Hashem, Hashem yimloich lo'ilam v'ed. Think for a few seconds, or half a second even, about the greatness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, excitement of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was a result of a bitachon then, and immediately afterwards davening. We're going with that mind frame of the power of bitachon, the power in relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. He points out that, you see, Chazal wanted to be with the full intensity, to take a break for even a few seconds. Already, it's not the same, but to make the tefillah to what it's supposed to be. That's why we have to start it off, remind ourselves of the tremendous power of bitachon, not just daven, because that's one of those things you have to do. So many people, unfortunately, the daven is like a dry thing, you know. Okay, got to do it, let's go. There's a mice from Avram Yafin. It was a Rosh Shiva Nevardik, and the son of the Alta Mislabot of Nevardik. He heard this story from Avram Yafin. Rav Chaim Volozhin once visited by the Vilna Goyen. And Rav Chaim Volozhin wasn't feeling well. And in those days, they used to put leeches on a sick person's neck to draw his blood. That was considered some type of refuah. And he had those leeches on his neck, and he covered it up with a scarf. Anyway, Vilna Gaon was sitting and learning with him, and they started talking about Bitochen. And they got to such a high level of Bitochen and clarity of how much we're in the hands of Hashem, Rav Chaim Volozhin has suddenly felt that he doesn't need these leeches anymore. And he says, later in the conversation, and in the limud with the Vilna Gaon, Rav Chaim Volozhin felt his level of Bitochen wasn't on the same level it was before. And Mela, he put back the scarf with the leeches on it. This has come about a very high level of Bitochen, a very fine level of Bitochen, but there is such a thing. The concept is, a person is really, really feels so connected with Hashem, then it could get away with much less establishment. But if it's not real, it's not with that full clarity, then in the Chanami we can't rely on the Bitochen as much also. So he's saying that Chazal required, and if we want to be Bnei Olam Haba, we have to appreciate the power of Bitochen. And if you want to tap out Bitochen, means that if you have an opportunity to get to a high level of Bitochen, you take advantage of that, because you know that that's when everything's totally in. That's your Hatzlocha in this world and the world to come. So this opportunity Chazal set up for us every day on Shacharis, to pay attention to what we're saying before Shemoneh Esrei and feel the distractions of Klal Yisrael standing there after they were saved from lives of slavery, And now the imminent death from either the Mitzrayim or the waters of the Yam Suf, and they're standing on the side of the Yam Suf and no more Mitzrayim, and they're all healthy, and all the Giluyim they saw. Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilom Voed. We went with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could have stopped in Mitzrayim and say, we're not fighting with the Mitzrayim, it's impossible. We'll just stay here. We're not going into the desert, it's even worse over there. We'll stay here. They didn't do that. They survived that. Then Hashem says, take the Seh, the guard of Mitzrayim, and tie it to your doorpost. How can we do that? They'll kill us. No, we're with you, Hashem. And then we're running out, and we thought, okay, Baruch Hashem, Hashem saved us. And now again, the Mitzrayim are running after us. And Klal Yisrael says in the Chazal, they split up into different groups. There's some that didn't have the Bitochen. They want to go back to Mitzrayim. This is enough. We can't rely on this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the ones that made it across the Yam Suf were the ones that followed Nachshon. They jumped into the waters on Hashem's request. Hashem doesn't make a difference how impossible, how hard, how against the Seichel it sounds. We're with you. And those are the people that now see the fruit of the Bitochen. The Bitochen, stage after stage, it was harder and harder to be Botechen Hashem. But they realized the reality of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who put them in Mitzrayim, and he's the one who gave eventually the Mitzrayim the Eser Makkos, and he took them out by Nanei Kovid, and he put them back into the Midbar with Mitzrayim running after them, and now he set them up for the Yam Suf, and they jumped into the Yam Suf. When we think of that, the tzir of the Bitochen that our forefathers had, and what it did, we have a live picture of the real thing. The real thing, that when you're totally in Hashem's hands, Hashem is totally watching over you and bringing you Yeshua's Gedolus. And with that, we right away say, Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch, open up my mouth. I realize my mouth even is not in my control. It's in your hands. Baruch Ad Hashem, Elkeinu Elkei Aviseinu, Ke'avim Ke'Yitzvok. Ah, Baruch Ad Hashem, you're the source of everything, Hashem. Like I mentioned before, it wasn't always then when we had to get out of Mitzrayim. I have all my needs, which I'm about to request from my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I clarified for myself. The only way to success is putting myself in Hashem's hands, talking to Hashem, requesting me for all the needs of myself and all Klal Yisrael. Come on. The most important thing is, if we're really connected with Hashem, we never daven just for ourselves. We daven for everybody together. We all need das. We all need tshuva. We all need slicha. We all need geula. We all need refuah. We all need parnosa. We all need kibbutz golias. We all need the sheftim coming back. Ramalshinim destroyed. The tzaddikim, long lives. Binyan Yerushalayim, Esen Ardod. We all need it. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeicha to make our tefillas with the chiyus. Alive, real, because that's the only reality. People spend their whole lives running around from here to there trying to make another dollar. And you see sometimes people, it's sad. They don't realize what they're doing. Who says you have to do so much? Why put in all your betochen and you're running around? Connect to Hashem and you'll be able to get parnosa. Come on, you have to do the shtalus. And it's like that with the shtalus of parnosa and refuah. Well, everything you need, Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu with a matzav with refuah over here, with a machla, send us the machla. Baruch Hashem, Hashem, send us a vaccine also. Even I took the vaccine already, Baruch Hashem. We should thank Hashem, ala ova, misparo, ala osed, and realize we're in this beautiful world, like Yaakov Avinu said, Elokim, oy, oy, see me, oy, de adayim azeh. Hashem, my shepherd, watching over me, taking care of me every second of my life. And that was his tefillah. They should always be called after the Ovis. They should always be connected to that picture the Ovis had. And that was a picture the Ovis gave to us. We always want to be connected to their world view. Nothing in the world is important. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, who cares what the world is saying? We're with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful week of excitement, reliving the Gula, connecting to the Kenu V'Kevi Seinu of the Ovis. We're all Hemshech of that whole glorious series of Geulas, the Yeshuas, the Prat, the Kalal. It's Hashem. The more Bitochen we have, the more we'll feel it and see it and have beautiful lives. Shalom.
Good to know.